you feel dread right now, that means a part of you does not want to do something. That the thought of doing this certain thing makes you sick on some level. And so there's a part, a voice in your head saying, don't do it. And your heart, an empowered self on the other hand, is trying to guide you to reconnect from within and to make sure that you are acting from love. See, a lot of times your ego is going to want to keep you safe. So when there is very important conversations or confrontations that need to be had so that it serves your highest good and the highest good of all, your ego is going to say, no way, I don't want to do this because it feels unsafe. It feels uncomfortable. You don't want to hurt another. But the truth of the matter is that by not addressing the situation, you actually create greater pain in the long run. And so your empowered self is saying, even though this goes outside your comfort zone, even though you don't want to hurt someone, even though you may not want to share this truth, that this conversation needs to take place. And your heart is also going to be guiding you to really make sure you are taking the lead from your empowered stance and from the stance of love, so that you act outside your norm when your norm isn't serving you. I had one client that dreaded coming home to his wife. He dreaded it. He'd rather stay at work because he just felt like when he got home, all he received was insults. And he felt like he could never meet his wife's needs. And so he just dreaded coming home most nights. But what his empowered self really dreaded was him continuing to act in the same way, was him continuing to respond to this situation the way he was, because it wasn't coming from an empowered place. Him and his empowered self wanted him to respond from love, from compassion, and from understanding, from knowing his own needs and her own needs, and addressing them in a way that is true empowerment, rather than blame, rather than fear, rather than all those things that our ego gets us trapped in. And that dread was led to frustration in his relationship when he just continued to respond in the same way time after time. And so the empowered self was saying, hey, this may ask more of yourself to really be in your truth in this situation, but doing so is the only way that not only will you be freed up from the dread, but yet you can come back to a place of feeling more joy and fulfillment in your life. So use this signal of dread to get out of your head and come back to your heart. What is your heart calling you to do right now from an empowered place? And trust it and act on that right away.